Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Welcome to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Today, I'd like to welcome my good friend and special guest, P.K. Odell, to the show. She has an amazing understanding of the flow of subtle energies in your environment, much like an acupuncturist understands it in your body. Over the last 19 years, she's transformed many lives, both at home and in the workplace, just by arranging the five primary elements in certain key locations. PK is the executive director of the renowned American Feng Shui Institute and teaches many classes on just how Feng Shui works. Her business is called Feng Shui Advantage. It's not like the popular stuff you read in the books. There's much more to it than that. Who better to explain it than PK herself? Welcome to the show, PK.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Yes, I love having you on the show, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear about what got you intrigued to become a feng shui master 20 years ago before it was popular.
Exactly. I had a experience of my own. I was a travel agent at the time, and I worked in a private office within L.A. Gear for a travel agency. When L.A. Gear downsized to the point that it didn't exist anymore, they put me back in the reservation center. Within 2 months, I was doing the same job in a different environment, and I wanted to quit every day. Someone handed me a flyer for a bookstore, and I don't know what they were pointing at, but I saw Master Sang's face, the founder of the American Feng Shui Institute, and I read the words feng shui for the first time, probably mispronounced them in my head, and it said, your environment affects your entire life. I looked around the room, and I went, oh, I have to meet this man. I met him that Friday night. Luckily, I hadn't missed it, and I got his book, The Principles of Feng Shui, which is the textbook for the American Feng Shui Institute, where I've now been teaching since 1998. I met him. I made the changes that the simple level that the book explains in my apartment. By the next Monday, I was recommended for a new on-site position with Creative Artist Agency in Beverly Hills. By that Friday night, 1 week after meeting Master Sang, I was giving my notice to take that prestigious new job. And then I really started studying feng shui. 11 months later, I started my business.
Wow, that's fast work.
Mm-hmm.
So let's explain to people, how does a placement of the elements change your fortune or relationships?
Well, when a building is built, whether it be a home, a residential position, or a commercial position, every building in the world, in feng shui, we refer to them as a house. So if I say house, I'm not just talking about your home. It could be a retail store, it could be a restaurant, it could be a warehouse. When those buildings are built, there's an energy that's created in them. There's a permanent energy that relates to your health and relationships, and one that relates to your finances and career. Depends on how those two energies are getting along together. And the energies are the essence of an element. So it depends on if we have wood fuels fire, but what if we have metal chopping wood? So I look at what those energy combinations are to tell you what element you need to put in. There is an annual influence, though, because every February 4th, which is today, this is the Chinese Solar New Year, when the farmers prepare the land. It's the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It's even written about in the Western Farmer's Almanacs. That's when the feng shui annual energy shifts. Why 1 year a house's energies can be better or worse for your health, your relationships, and your money, because you haven't changed anything. It's just because of this annual energy shift. So I have to look at how those annual energies are interacting with your home's permanent energies, the money and the people energies. and then be able to tell you this year where you had metal, you need to change that and put in fire colors or something as simple as that.
Yeah, so it's not exactly the feng shui that you read about in books. And to me, when I first heard you talk about it, it was the first time that it made sense to me. And what people don't realize is that the arrangement of your house along the magnetic lines of the earth and along, you know, where we are in versus the sun and so forth, make a big difference. It's just the flow of photons, the flow of the electromagnetic radiation and so forth make a big difference in how and where you put things in the house. And I love that we use the five elements. You know, I think you named some: metal, fire, water, earth, and air.
Wood is the fifth one.
Oh, wood is the fifth one. Okay, there we
air
go.
Air is the part of feng shui. Feng shui means wind, water, because those are the two things that move the life force energy around us that the Chinese refer to as qi. So wind is part of the movement of the energies.
Oh, well, thank you for that correction. Yeah, I remembered it's wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's where we put all the natural stuff.
And it's interesting that you talked about the cyclical nature, because it's about how your building is set up on the earth according to its magnetic orientation. So we go by the magnetic compass, not the driving maps where true north is at the top. We go by the magnetic compass, which is why I can work with people remotely around the world, from factories in Sri Lanka to homes, 100-year-old homes in Italy. And I can find the magnetic orientation by a satellite image and doing the math according to the declination in that area. So it's according to the building. That's one part of how we analyze the energy combination. The other part has to do with the cyclical nature of Earth. So it's when the Earth lines up with two certain planets. I don't want to get too detailed for everybody, but it's when the Earth lines up with two particular planets, we have a 20-year energy shift. And that 20-year energy shift will determine what sort of calculations we do for each house according to the way it is lined up. So it depends on what 20-year period your house was built in as to what energy combination you will have in it. There are also 20-year influences on your home, like annual influences. So some houses have gone into 20-year what are called locks, L-O-C-K, where it can be difficult for getting money to come in or difficult for health and relationships. That could, in a home, it could be difficult to have a baby, or in a business, it could be difficult to get new people to come into your business, or relationship problems with your employees. So
yeah,
those
so it sounds like periods, right, sounds like every aspect of your life can be affected by the flow of these subtle energies. And the way you do it, it's very scientific, so it must appeal a lot to engineers. And we're going to be going on break very quickly. So I want people to hang in there, because afterwards we're not going to be flooding them with all the different ways it can affect, but what are some of the simple things that they can do. So I want to remind listeners that you are listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, and today our guest is the most interesting P.K. Odell, who is the executive director of the American Feng Shui Institute, and we'll be diving deeper into her business and energetic ideas, where you'll hear some things you can do personally to help improve your environment, health, wealth, and relationships.
We'll return in just a few moments after a word from our sponsors. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopless, the scientific healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details.
Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Before the break, we were talking with the executive director of the American Feng Shui Institute, P.K. Odell, about the effect of certain element placements in your home or office and how it can affect your life profoundly. Let's get a little more specific and find out how you can help in your own situation and other things that might be affecting you. Welcome back, PK. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear a story or two of how what you've done for them has affected their home or business life. After hearing your dramatic story, I'm sure you've got some doozies.
Yes, I have many, that from helping people with their love life to improving their health. I had one client that I helped her with all aspects of her life, her love life, her health, and her money. The first apartment I did a feng shui consultation for her, she was living in a small one-bedroom apartment in Venice, California, near the beach. She loved to keep her front door open. Unfortunately, from her date of birth, her front door was located in the direction that causes her to spend her money constantly, which is called your consuming direction. In addition, because of the way the house is divided into 9 equal sections, if you take your own home, everyone can do this, divide the interior width by 3, you'll see where those lines would divide the width by 3, and then divide the interior depth by 3, you'll see where those lines are. Crossing over into the center square, like the tic-tac-toe, is safe, but if your body is crossing one of the lines that make the outer 8 sections, that causes health problems. Her bed was laying right across that, one of those lines. It was going from side to side in her lower back. When she moved in there, a few months after moving in there, she had a lower back injury. She ended up having 5 surgeries, 3 of which she almost died on the table, and her back would never heal. When her friends moved her bed for her off of that energy line into a better direction for her health, according to her date of birth and gender, her healing began. The other thing that happened was, in moving her bed, it stopped triggering what's called her lonely pillow, which is the direction that makes you sleep by yourself. So not only did her healing begin, but her dating life picked up. In the first week, she had 3 dates.
Wow, that's amazing. And I'd like the listeners to know what happened with me. I had been single for 20 years, and I was a confirmed single person at that point. I decided that my life was so wonderful, I didn't need any more help. But I met PK, this was about 2.5 years ago, when she came in and she gave me some feng shui advice, and I started moving the elements around to the right places in my home. And within 2 weeks, I got a contact from my high school boyfriend, and 2 weeks after that, he asked me to marry him, and now we've been married a little more than 2 years. So don't hire PK unless you're ready for fast results. So what is something that someone can look for in that home, that their home, that might be sabotaging them? You know, any special tips you can offer?
Okay, the other thing that can cause you permanent health problems is exposed beams overhead. Whether they be over you when you're sleeping or over you when you're working, they cause health problems in the part of the body where the chi is coming down from the sides of the beam and hitting your body directly. So you want to either, you want to cover those beams or move your furniture out from underneath those beams. If anybody has that, they can contact me. You'll give my contact information later. I can even send them email pictures of how they could fix those beams. But you want to get your body out from under exposed beams because they will cause the continuing health problems like that. Another thing is angles pointing at you. So if you're sitting in an office across from an angle, wall sticking out the corner, you want to move yourself so you're not directly in line with that angle. So those are just a few of the things that you can see. There's a whole set of feng shui called feng shui form school, the things that are visible. And then there's all the energy calculations, which are invisible energies. I don't go through your house counting up how much metal you have and how much fire colors you have. I want to know what those unseen energies are to tell you what you need to put in or take out to maximize those energies. And the other thing that they can do on their own is clean up the northeast and northwest, because during this time period, it's one of the 20-year cycles, until February 4th, 2024, clutter or dingy, not cleaned areas in the northeast and northwest will cause financial problems, health problems, and relationship problems to anyone. Their date of birth and gender tells us another direction that is personally affecting you. So when you give my contact information, if people email me their first name, their date of birth, their gender, and the word trigram, T-R-I-G-R-A-M, it's from a word from the I Ching, in the subject line, I will send them back what direction they need to keep clutter-free to avoid financial problems, health problems, and relationship problems.
Wow, that's really generous. And people probably didn't know that their date of birth and their gender made a difference, but it does. And so, you know, this is Vivid Life Radio, and on facebook.com/vividlife.me, people are telling what their vivid lives look like, and please go there and put your own story. So, PK, what does your vivid life look like?
My vivid life looks like being able to continue to share my knowledge with the world, helping people one building, one office at a time, whether it be on-site or remotely, but also sharing my knowledge, teaching classes so that there are more people able to do what I do, because we don't have enough acupuncturists in the world. We don't have enough fully qualified feng shui consultants in the world. So that's my vivid life, is to be able, I would like to have ongoing in-person classes, as well as we have our online classes, but some people prefer to learn in person. So I would like to continue doing that for as long as I'm able to, and enjoy my own personal life, which I don't talk about so much in public because it's personal.
Of course. Yeah, and if you meet PK and you see her, you would not know that she is her age, because she just looks young and vibrant and is energetic. And every time I see her, she just looks younger and younger. So, so PK is, of course, her initials. She has a female first name.
Everyone knows me worldwide as just PK Odell.
As just PK Odell. So let's tell people how they can find you. So you go to Feng Shui, is it Feng Shui Advantage, or is it PK Feng Shui Advantage? What's your website?
Either way, if they go to Feng Shui Advantage, that's F as in Frank, E as in Edward, N-G, and then S as in Sugar, H as in Henry, U-I, and then the regular spelling of advantage.com. But I also shortened it because when I meet people in person, they can remember my first name and Feng Shui. So I shortened the URL to pkfengshui.com. So either one of those will take them to my website. And either one, if you put PK at in front of it, you've got an email address for me.
Right, and I'm sure on your website there is a contact page where they can send you something too, right?
Exactly. Yes, and all of my contact information is at the bottom of every page. And there are loads of articles they can read to find out more about what I've been talking about, and they can sign up for my award-winning email newsletter and receive 16 weeks of free feng shui tips via email.
Yeah, those tips are really awesome. And, you know, for every problem in a home, there's always a remedy and a solution. And that's what we want to focus on, is that there's not just problems, it's just opportunities for change.
Yes.
And opportunities for solution.
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on, you know, something that you've done. I know that you've worked on businesses. You know,
mm-hmm.
that you will do office buildings, you'll do factories, you'll just help them with their feng shui, move certain equipment and make sure that they're out of those danger energetic lines. So tell me what's happened with one of those.
One particular business, I had been doing the gentleman's home for a few years, and he was running this business for an absentee owner, and he was in charge for 6 years before purchasing the business in 2004. When he purchased it and moved into the owner's actual office, things started going bad in the business. People stopped ordering new business with them. They stopped paying for what they already ordered, and he said, "I own it now. PK, get over here. I need your help." And so I went there, and what had happened was it went into one of those 20-year money locks. So I told them how to release that money lock so it would no longer prevent money from coming to them, and all the other internal remedies that they needed to do in the business. And ever since then, he's been having annual updates with me. He told me a few years back, it was about 2009, so about 5 years after I did the initial consultation on that business, he said, "PK, not only has everything improved, people started paying me. The first week we did the remedies, we got a $45,000 check from people who had stopped returning our phone call. But I've taken the business from $700,000 annually to over $5
million." Wow. Now, that's a return on investment. That's
yes, it is.
That's huge. That's amazing. That's really amazing. And, you know, I'd get in on PK now before she gets really famous. And you can't afford her anymore, because you can't afford not to, right?
Well, it's a matter of ignoring what you put in your body for your food versus ignoring what the energies in your home are that's already affecting your health, your relationships, and your money. Whether you realize it or not, those energies are there, and from prolonged exposure to them, you're being affected.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly true. And I know that the number one problem for most people is clutter. And as soon as I notice, whenever I get clutter and I start clearing it out, things start happening really quickly. So that's a final tip that we're leaving our audience with. So thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, and especially to PK Odal for giving us the real lowdown on feng shui. And I know when you look at it, it looks like it's saying feng shui, but it's feng shui. And you can find her at fengshuiadvantage.com or pkfengshui.com. And let you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for my newsletter and get my powerful healing audio for releasing stress so you can get healthy no matter what your doctor says.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.